Anytime. Welcome to Happy Hour. We are broadcasting live. Yeah, we've been taking this show on the road a lot this summer, more so than normal, and I'm loving it. Sean Cantwell here. Adam Harahelk will be joining me shortly. We are live at the Sanilac County 4-H and Youth Fair at the Sanilac County Fairgrounds in beautiful Sandusky, Michigan, and we're just having a ball out here. So we're going to be hanging out with you again because we're doing a live show tonight. A live remote broadcast. We are taking the thing up till 7 o'clock at Solid State Radio, and we're normally you'd be hearing us on the Voice of the Thumb 660 WMIC and 95.3 FM. They're doing their own special fair stuff tonight, so that means FM, you're getting subjected to us over at WTGV 97.7, the Thumb's Greatest Hits, starting at 5:30, taking it right up to Tiger Baseball pregame show at 6:45. So we've got a lot of stuff to cover between now and then. Of course, we have the first Lions preseason game tonight. Obviously, we're going to have to touch on that. A few lingering Tigers things. Looks like there has been a roster change in the last 24 hours or so. Joey Wentz getting sent down to Toledo. Alex Fiedo, he is getting the call up. Not sure if he's starting tonight or not. They're headed, of course, out to Boston for a three-game set against the Red Sox. Looks like the pitching matchup for tonight, Tarik Skubal taking the mound for the Tigers with Chris Sale going up against you, taking the mump for the Red Sox. Not having his best season, though. He's got five wins on the year. His ERA is right around 4.60, though. Not great. Skubal has had a nice, through the 27 innings he's pitched so far, it's really starting to look like his old self again in fairly short order, which is nice to see. He's been about as good as you could hope for coming off of flexor tendon surgery. He's pitching to the tune of a 3.67 ERA so far this season. Getting a good number, a good percentage of strikeouts. He's like striking out 30% of batters. So that's been rather nice. The only issue really thus far has been the fact that he hasn't made it past 5 1/3 innings pitched against any team thus far this season. And the season high was against Tampa Bay, which he shut them down, as you'll recall. The team that has been, that always really seems to have our number. But when he started against them last, he gave up one run unearned on six hits and a walk, struck out six. So you're probably still going to have to lean fairly heavily on the bullpen in the late innings of this one. And Chris Sale ain't the pitcher that he was even a few seasons ago. He's certainly not the pitcher that he was when he was dominant with the White Sox back in the day. This will be his first start since he went on the 60-day injured list with shoulder inflammation. He hasn't thrown an MLB game since June 1st. So we'll see if he has his stuff about him tonight. With this lineup, it might not matter. But that's coming up tonight. Game time, 7:10. Pre-game hits at 6:45 on WTGV 97.7 FM. We have a lot of fun stuff to do between now and then. We'll probably talk a little bit of Lions because, like I said, first preseason game is tonight. And it might actually be something worth watching because you have a competent actual NFL caliber backup quarterback now. We'll get into that a little bit later. Of course, it is Friday, so we are going to be doing some unsolicited advice coming up at some point. And also, we'll do, this list is trashed, our apologies, all that fun stuff. All the usual idiocy you've come to expect from this show on a Friday afternoon, we'll have it all for you today. Here's Candlebox right now with Cover Me. We're live at the Sanilac County Youth and 4-H Fair. It's Happy Hour, your local alternative Solid State Radio. Alanis Morissette at your local alternative Solid State Radio. It is Happy Hour. We are live at the Sanilac County 4-H and Youth Fair here in beautiful Sandusky, Michigan. A lot of stuff going on here today. It is tonight is the tractor pull, 7 o'clock at the grandstands. Located not too far from where we're set up here, we are broadcasting live from the Martlet RV Studios. By which I mean the RV that's parked next to the little green building here when you enter the Eastern Michigan Fair. How you doing?
Yeah.
The Sanilac County Youth and 4-H Fair.
So that's it. We're getting rid of the studio. We're just getting an RV. We'll broadcast from your living room, from your front yard.
Absolutely. Honestly, I think that might be a better idea. Probably the payments are going to be about as much as it is to keep the studio on anyway. Just who needs a studio when you always have a studio? Wherever you park, that's your studio.
That's right.
It's a good way to be. We're already thinking about how we can use this for next year. So it is Pay One Price Fair, of course, the Sanilac County Youth and 4-H Fair. You pay one price to get in. That includes grandstand events, carnival rides, exhibits, livestock, and all the other activities. Like I said, the tractor pull going on tonight at 7. If you're into, you know, the livestock stuff, the 4-H stuff, they're doing the award ceremony for the horse exhibitors tonight at 6 at the horse arena just down the road here. I believe I've been told they're doing fireworks tonight at 10 o'clock, give or take. That'll be fun. Of course, plenty of rides and a lot of stuff for the kids to do. So bring them on out here this afternoon. We're here all day. We're here until Tiger Baseball starts at 6:45. And then Adam will be doing sessions from here tonight. Which, what is the plan for that show tonight? Sell this on me again.
Well, okay. Now, normally with sessions, I say local original music.
That's kind of the only rule the show has.
Well, I can break the rules because I made them. So I'm taking the original and I'm putting that in storage. It's still local music. It's still bands that are on the scene right now, but they're doing covers. We've had a lot of good covers come out recently, and we're going to be spinning them. I'm going to be doing covers from Icarus Fell, Flowers on the Grave, Avalon Black, Reverend Right Time and the First Cousins of Funk. It's going to be fun.
It's going to be a good time all the way around, so stick around for that coming up at 7 on Solid State Radio, 11 tonight, or after the game, however that works out, on the Thumbs Greatest Hits 97.7 WTGV. Plenty more to come right now. Here's STP at Solid State Radio. Beastie Boys, Sabotage on your local alternative, Solid State Radio. We are live at the Saginaw. I will get this name right by the end of this show today, or by the time we get on FM at least. We are live at the Sanilac County Youth and 4-H Fair in beautiful Sandusky, and I'm checking the radar right now. We're looking because, you know, you don't want to see this thing get just dumped on it. I don't want a repeat of Eastern Michigan Fair where you and I were both white knuckling at home through a tornado.
That was a scary, scary time.
Like, I literally thought I was going to get Final Destination. Like we were stopped because there were down, like, tree, not even tree limbs, just whole trees in the middle of the road. I'm like, oh, God, please don't let one of those drop on me right now. This is, I don't need this in my life. I'm too young to die. But I'm looking at the radar right now, and there's some severe stuff that looked like it was lining up to hit our present location pretty good. But it's now starting to look like a lot of it's dissipating as it heads towards the Thumb Coast here, such as it is.
My screen says 11 o'clock to expect thunderstorms. Accept it and expect it.
There you go. Like, I'm looking, and even those are kind of starting to dry up a bit now.
Yeah.
At least if the radar, what it's predicting is to be believed, like, we might yet dodge this. We might actually dodge the storm this time around, as opposed to last time when we were just fighting to get our way through it.
Yeah, I don't want to do that again.
No, not recommended if you don't have to. Otherwise, though, cloudy skies today, scattered thunderstorms possible into the evening hours in the northern regions of our listening area.
Yeah.
Gusty winds and small hail are possible. High today getting up to around, well, I think you've already hit your high for today and dropped down from it because you're at 75 right now. Scattered showers and thunderstorms tonight with a low of 65. Tomorrow, thunderstorms in the morning hours, partly cloudy late with a high of 82 and a low of 56. And Sunday, partly cloudy with a high of 77 and a low of 57. Right now, 70 in the Tri-Cities, 75 in Flint, 75 in lovely downtown Lapeer. Under cloudy skies, a little bit of rain coming down out that way. But right here in beautiful Sandusky, you're currently sitting at 74 degrees under cloudy skies. So coming up, I think we got to do a little bit of unsolicited advice before we unleash that upon the FM listeners.
I'm feeling advice frisky.
I am too, and maybe we'll have to drag old Eddie Fury into this as well.
Oh, yeah.
He's been hanging out with us for the duration of this thing, so maybe we'll drag him into that next.
Yay.
And then, of course, we'll talk Lions and Tigers as well. Stick around. We are broadcasting live at the San Lant County 4-H and Youth Fair in Sandusky. It is Happy Hour on your local alternative, Solid State Radio.
When you want to unwind, Cascaden Lounge in Metamora has everything you need. Hot food.
Cold drinks.
Kino.
6 pool tables.
Pinball.
Darts.
Air hockey. For the musicians, every Thursday night is open mic night. Then on the weekends, Cascadens has the best bands around lighting up their stage. Cascaden Lounge is located at 4099 South Lapeer Road in Metamora. Give them a call at 810-678-2116. That's 810-678-2116. You deserve to relax, and now you know the place. Cascaden Lounge.
I think we're rubbing off on the guys over at TGV, though, because, like, I've noticed this song's been coming up a lot in their rotation. That is garbage with Stupid Girl. It is Happy Hour, and we're broadcasting live from the San Lant County Youth and 4-H Fair here at the San Lant County Fairgrounds in beautiful Sandusky, live from the Marlette RV Studios, by which I mean the RV that we're literally broadcasting this from right now, that you could stop by here at the fair and check out this RV for yourself. Good for a couple or maybe a couple with a kid. You said it's what, 70% bear proof?
70% bear proof. We don't talk about the 30%. Poor Charlie.
Poor guy.
We don't talk about Charlie anymore.
I almost feel bad for him, really. But stop by and check this thing out. I'm trying to get some info on it and see like how much you could walk away with this thing for. No, we don't come with the purchase, but apparently Eddie Fury does. He's hanging out with us as well. Buy the RV, you get yourself the morning man at WTGV and WMIC for free. Who knew? But in the meantime, we're having just a blast out here, and I think it's about time we bust out my favorite bit of the week. And if you'd like to join us on this, Eddie, feel free. Sean and Adam's Unsolicited Advice. We're real people with real problems, send real questions to real advice columnists. Unfortunately for them, we get our hands on them, and we give better advice than any of the real experts out there actually do.
Sometimes that's debatable, but...
Let's dive right into this thing, shall we?
Yep.
Dear anybody other than Sean and Adam, I'm getting married next year. My fiancé and I are thrilled for the big day, but there's one aspect I'm nervous about, my coworkers.
Oh, boy.
I work on a small team, and my boss, who can be mercurial, has mentioned a wedding gift already and expressed excitement for the day. I keep a friendly, professional relationship with the coworkers, but I like to leave it at that. My fiancé and I don't plan on inviting coworkers at all. Ooh. How do I respectfully let my boss know the wedding will be just friends and family, or do I not say anything at all?
Oh, that you're going to be on the unemployment line here soon. Because, I mean, it's because you're going to say, oh, well, it's just friends. It needs to be, I'm not a friend. I'm not allowed.
Well, I never.
What does mercurial mean? Like, does it mean he has a lot of money?
No, mercurial's more like he's he. I think it's a nice way of saying bipolar.
Oh, jeez.
like he the relationship at work is not always the friendliest. I get the assumption.
Well, I'm
kind of like working for me, Adam.
Yeah,
he's
not going to write you up at your wedding reception. I would hope that he would wait until like the day after and show a little bit of class.
Think that.
Be a nice bonus check.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. I mean, how much of a gift are we talking about here? I mean, let's see about that first. You know.
Yeah, like let's not, if he's planning on just going all out for this thing, don't. Don't look a gift horse in the mouth.
Yeah, exactly. Like, or, you know, we don't say, oh, a pink flamingo. Thanks, boss.
Right? Like, I have a different experience from this because not only did I invite one of my bosses to the wedding who is, in fact, I mean, I actually invited Eddie to the wedding who is technically our boss here.
Yep.
And I had no problem doing so. I invited my boss to my other job, and in fact, she was a bridesmaid in the wedding, and her place is where we had the wedding at, so I don't have that problem.
It's different. It sounds like the writer is in an office.
She's one of those weird, one of those people like, I don't come to work to make friends. Like,
oh, yeah, yeah.
Which you sound like, if that's the case, you sound like just a wonderful person to be around. You must be a blast at parties.
Yeah.
Like, don't get me wrong, I don't like getting sucked into office politics any more than is absolutely necessary. Right. Thankfully, I'm usually working more or less solo, so that's not a problem.
Right.
Other than you. Like,
right.
There's a difference between work friends and if
if it's a work friend that you hang out during the weekend, that's a friend.
Yeah.
Right.
But work friends is just what? Something real quick at the local establishment.
Yeah, you might go to lunch.
And I'll see you later. I'll see you Monday.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah. If you take the break from Christmas and you don't talk to them or see them at all, they're not your friend.
Or you don't want to see them.
You don't want to see them.
Or they don't want to see you.
Right. Like every Monday is like, oh, here's this person again.
Right. Like, here we go. Exactly. Like, when we leave the studio on Fridays, I don't hear from Adam again until the next time we work. He's like, I am not returning this guy's calls.
This guy is so, where's the dictionary? He's mercurial.
What if your boss is your father?
That I imagine makes it for a really awkward conversation, but also that would make for an awkward Thanksgiving dinner, man.
Or the wife's father.
The wife's father.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
He's got to pay for the wedding, so.
Do I get a bonus this year?
I gave you my daughter.
Well, you'll rather have a bonus.
The father of the bride is supposed to pay for the wedding, so. I don't know if you necessarily need to say anything, because, like, you haven't. Nothing he said indicates that he's planning on just showing this thing up, like. Unless he's actually said, like, I can't wait, you know, to hang out at the wedding and party with you guys or something, then maybe you might need to mention something to him. But other than that, I feel like it's really
Yeah, let him come in.
Honestly, just let him come.
Right.
Like, what's the worst that could really happen?
Exactly. I mean,
you punch your boss at the end of the night.
Yeah, here comes
boss,
to bring back
boss
reality.
Up with one of the bridesmaids later at the end of the
right
night.
In the middle of Cha-Cha Slide. Yeah. You just go and just belt him. If anything, if the boss ends up with one of the bridesmaids, he owes you a pretty nice wedding gift at that point. Or a heck of a bonus. Saying, hey, you know, I hooked you up. Maybe return a favor here, bud.
Yeah, exactly.
But other than that, I don't feel like you need to say anything. If anything, just extend the invite. If he shows up, he probably won't even show up. He'll, like, show up for 5 minutes and then just disappear. Now, if you're worried that you're going to show up and he's not going to be down with whatever debauchery you have planned. Like, if your wedding's anything like mine and he's, like, super, like, deeply religious and is from the town that Footloose where they banned dancing, like, then maybe you have to revisit this issue. But other than that, I don't see the harm.
Exactly.
Move on to another one of these. And, I feel like I'm being attacked here personally. Dear, well, maybe Eddie has some hope for us in salvaging some good advice out of this.
I have a deep-seated fear against bass players. What do I do?
My husband hates being late. I mean, hates. It's a source of constant annoyance, and for even a minute late, he is stressed and embarrassed, apologizes to everybody, and is sure to let them know who is to blame. Always me. If we have to be somewhere, he's ready well in advance and waits at the door, pacing and agitated until I'm ready. He often refuses to come out with me if we're going to be late, saying he's too embarrassed to face people. I want him to go into therapy. He says I should just learn to manage my time better and stop making him responsible for being on time. Who is right?
Eddie, you want to take this one?
My wife might be listening. So.
Well, here's the problem. Mine is too. So,
You know,
we're all getting in trouble today.
Let's see, how old is my daughter? 26 years old. So we've been married 27 years, you know. I got to add the baby year. Sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. You know, I'm always late myself.
Me too.
But my wife now, she's got me on that little tracker on the phone. And she knows when I'm late, when I'm going 75, allegedly, by the way, just in case our Sandlot County Sheriff's listening, too.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
She knows how fast you're going?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
That thing tracks how fast I'm going.
Oh, my God.
This life tracker thing she put me on, so.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no. Wow. God, I hope Rachel's not listening right now because she might be thinking
she's
about,
like,
that next.
That's the thing? I refuse to put, I don't know, I know we're going off from this, but.
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, go for it.
This whole show is one
I'm
going to
focus on this.
Right?
I refuse to put it on. He goes, why would I want my wife to know what I'm doing, what kind of, you know, shenanigans I'm up
to?
Yeah,
right?
So I guess apparently she waited till I went to sleep because, you know, morning show guy falls asleep pretty
early. Yeah,
I wake up and I hear a ping on my phone. I said, what's that? And I look, the location's on, and she's got the life tracker on there already. She installed it while I was sleeping. That's crossing the boundary.
That's a boundary crosser for
you know. Yeah, but she says we share accounts. We know each other, so we can use each other's accounts, right? So what's the difference? I go, there's a big difference.
So have you ever tracked her and say,
oh, yeah, I do. Now, it is kind of handy.
Yeah.
So
what are you doing at the craft store or whatever she does? You know, what are you doing there again?
So,
oh, I see her at Michael's again today. Like, oh, like she's coming. How much scrapbooking stuff are you coming home with? That's actually real life scenario with me and Rage, I'm pretty sure.
Because I tried weaseling myself out of having lunch with her. I was just doing something else, you know? I go, I'm busy doing this. She goes, no, you're not. That's what I discovered. Life tracker is on there. So.
She sees you when you're sleeping. She knows when you're awake. She knows when you're hanging out at the bar. Yeah. So sober up, for goodness sake.
So now I'm not late as much because she, you know, helps me out with my Google Calendar, keeps my appointments. So
yeah, that does, does help.
There's a tip for that on that. So I'm going to say, to stay in the good graces and the inheritance, she's right.
I mean,
happy wife, happy life.
Absolutely. I think she should, the writer should work on being, if it causes him that much stress, I think she should meet him halfway and try not to be so late. He needs to stop being such a D-bag about being late. He should look into some therapy because, number one, first of all, if they're late, he has to go and apologize and throw her under the bus. That's not a marriage. That's not a partnership.
So I'm going to go ahead, since Eddie was nice enough to throw himself under the bus for your amusement, I'm going to do the same because
you're newly married, and I met your wife today. So
yes.
You want to keep her happy. So.
And she is the person who is on time for most everything, who hates it that I'm late for everything.
That's why she drove you here today.
Correct. And she comes from a family where everyone is late for everything. With, like, like, we have to tell her mom to beat places 5 hours in advance because... Otherwise, she may never show up. Like,
some moms need 2 days.
Hey, we're going out on the boat today, 10 o'clock at night. I'm here. Yeah, so, yes. You know.
So we're going to a drive-in movie. What time? 2 p.m.
So she definitely sympathizes with that. Would probably be the person who's offended about being late. And it's because that I'm forced to ask now, how late were you for everything that he gets this stressed out and agitated about it now? Were you the kind of person where we have to tell you things are happening 4 hours in advance so that you show up on time for them? Yeah. Because if so, he's kind of got a point. Maybe he doesn't need therapy. You just need a clock.
Yeah. It could be either way. It's another thing. I always wish there was a way we could get in touch with this writer and get a little bit more information. Because, yeah, if it's like, okay, we got to be there at 8 and she's just now getting the shower at 8 o'clock. You know, or they have to. You're missing big things in people's lives because she can't stop watching TV or she's doing whatever. There's that, but
which is why we don't. In my house, we don't watch Grey's Anatomy an hour before. That's what she gets pulled into. That, so she's a nurse. So.
It happens. Yeah. No, so I think he probably needs to pull the stick out of his backside, but at the same point in time. Maybe you need to get a little more hustle in your step there.
Yeah, I would say so.
Or don't watch a Red Wings game before you got to go somewhere.
Exactly. So it's a 5-on-3. We're not going anywhere.
It's tied again.
We're going
it's a
on
shootout.
The,
right, but my water just broke. Shut up.
The kid will be fine. Are we going? I need to watch. See, if we're going to the playoffs or not? So. So, you know, maybe there's definitely room to be met halfway, I would say.
Yeah.
Maybe, you know, speed up your time and maybe get him to, okay, if we show up 5 minutes late for the party, the world's not going to end.
Exactly.
Hope this helps. We'll revisit this coming up later with a little more advice on the Thumb's Greatest Hits 97.7 WTGV coming up. I think we'll do that in the 6 o'clock hour.
Sure.
Right now, here's Beck. We are live at the Sanilac County Youth and 4-H Fair, broadcasting from the Marlette RV Remote Studios on Solid State Radio, your local alternative. 7:03 at your local alternative, Solid State Radio. It is happy hour. We're broadcasting live from the Sanilac County Youth and 4-H Fair here in beautiful Sandusky, live from the Marlette RV Studios, which you could take home these studios today. Yep. I went and looked it up, checked out the specs on this thing. You could have this today for, I believe, the low price of $259 a month.
That's
sale price going for $33.9 for this thing. Payments as low as $259 a month, plus tax and all that good stuff. But you could walk home right now if you want to. Stop by Marlette RV. Tell them, I want that RV those a-holes at the radio station are broadcasting in.
Yeah, I mean, we would... playing with all the buttons. We're like kids at Christmas. Like, we got the accent lights on. We got the fire. We're actually making kind of some mood lighting in here.
Right? Setting the mood lighting for this thing. I love it. We got the massage chairs going. Like,
oh, yeah.
How can you not love that, dude?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this thing's got obviously the fridge. It's got a microwave. It's got an oven.
A stove, which we're pretty sure we turned off.
We're 100% sort of sure that we kind of turned it off. So hopefully we don't asphyxiate ourselves or blow this thing up.
Yeah, that wouldn't be good. Just nobody light any matches in here if you stop by the Marlette RV studios here at the San Lac County Youth and 4-H Fair. Try to avoid that if at all possible. Yeah, it's a 2023 Forest River Cherokee. This thing is awesome. I feel like it's perfect for a couple, or even just like even if you got like a kid, make him sleep on the couch, you know, while the adults get the bedroom, because that's how this works. Or put him outside, put him out in the tent.
Yeah,
let him rough it a little bit.
That way,
gotta get them started while they're young.
Yeah, that way when this RV's rocking, you don't come knocking.
Exactly. See,
and we're
you
sure
get it.
We hear that this RV is 70% bear proof.
Don't ask about the 30% that isn't.
Poor Charlie.
Yeah, you feel bad for the guy, really. Let's do a quick weather check while we're here, because it's starting to sprinkle a little bit here.
Yeah, it's going to sprinkle a little bit.
There is a marginal risk of severe weather. Looking at the radar, it looks like the worst of this is still going to miss us by a little bit, but severe weather is definitely a possibility into the evening and overnight hours. Probably going to rain pretty decently here the next hour or so, then clear up for a little bit, and then possibly you're going to get hit again after like 10 or 11 or so.
All right.
Right now, though, you're looking at that chance of thunderstorms, cloudy, otherwise a few showers, high of 75. Tonight, showers and a few thunderstorms, likely with a low of 64. Possible gusty winds and small hail. Then for tomorrow, thunderstorms in the morning, partly cloudy late, high of 81 and a low of 58. And then for Sunday, partly cloudy skies all day with a high of 74 and a low of 57. 71 right now in Flint, 67 in the Tri-Cities, 70 in lovely downtown Lapeer under cloudy skies and light showers. Right now here in beautiful Sandusky, you're at 74 degrees under cloudy skies, and it looks like the sprinkles are letting up a little bit. So there's a light mist, basically. We're going to hit a break. When we come back, we'll be on the FM. Yes, that's right. Happy Hour today is doing a little bit of OT on the Thumb's Greatest Hits, 97.7 WTGB, from 5:30-ish until Tigers pregame at 6:45. So, yeah, that's to look forward to. We're your Tigers pregame show today, so about 6:30, like after the weather and stuff, we'll get into tonight's game and all of that fun stuff. Of course, Lions going at tonight, and maybe we'll do another round of unsolicited advice if we have some time. We've already got, I'm pretty sure, both Eddie Fury and I are going to be sleeping on our respective couches tonight. Let's see how much trouble we can get Adam in coming up in a little bit.
Oh, boy, here we go.
We're live at the San Lac County Youth and 4-H Fair in beautiful Sandusky, live from the Marlette RV Studios. It is your local alternative, Solid State Radio.
It's martini time.
Hello, Sandusky.
What's going on, everybody?
It is happy hour. I think we finally did it, Adam.
Yeah,
we got kicked off the AM. Yes, that's right. We are live this afternoon on the Thumb's Greatest Hits, 97.7 WTGV. Because over on the AM side today, no, we didn't get canceled. I know a lot of people were thinking and probably hoping that would happen.
Some people lost a bet.
But no, they are overdoing special information-like programming, because we are all out here live at the San Lac County Youth and 4-H Fair. That is going on through tomorrow, and we are here live in the middle of the whole shebang, sitting here in this palatial estate of a studio provided to us by the good people at Marlette RV.
I'm officially spoiled. I will not go back to the regular studio.
nor will I. Like, I think we need to make this a part of our next contract that we get this to just broadcast from year-round. And you can actually own this thing if you go up to Marlette R&V. They have it for sale for $39.99, payments as low as $2.59 a month. And this thing
is loaded.
It is. It's rather spacious. Like, if you're a couple with no kids or a kid, like, it's everything you could possibly need. The bathroom is big enough to accommodate everybody.
At the same time, come on.
I mean, you can fit that many people in here. We tried this earlier.
What?
Because we had people looking around. There was like four of us just checking this thing out. I think all of us want to buy it. Like, no, I'm getting down there first.
Yeah, right.
But this thing is just, it's decked out. We're sitting broadcasting in probably the most comfortable chairs we've ever broadcasted in 6 years of doing a radio show together.
It's got massage.
I've got the massage going on mine right now.
Oh, yeah.
This is awesome. This is what I've been wanting for. This is really why I got into radio, so I'd eventually be able to do exactly this.
See, I told Dorothy once we all retire that she and I were going to get an RV, and you know, and as soon as the kids find out where we're parked, we're just going to pull up stakes and drive away.
That's a rather solid idea if ever I heard it.
And did you hear? New calf was just born like 10 minutes ago. I was walking through the fairgrounds, and they make that announcement, and a lot of kids learned about life today.
Oh, I bet they did. Apparently, they're doing the awards for the horse show coming up at about 6 o'clock. Tonight in the grandstands, you've got the tractor pull. And the weather really just timed itself out perfectly as we were sitting at 74 degrees under cloudy skies here in beautiful downtown Sandusky. A slight sprinkle, maybe more like a mist coming down. But you want the ground a little bit wet when you're going to do a tractor pull. It's got to be a little bit muddy.
That's going to make it better.
And then you got the Demolition Derby going on tomorrow night. Fireworks at 10 o'clock tonight and tomorrow. Got the silent auction going through until 6:30 tonight. All sorts of fun stuff. And rides are included. It's a pay-one price fair. Grandstand events are included. The livestock, the carnival rides, all the exhibits and crafts and things, all the activities. It's all covered when you get your ticket to come in here. And they've got some mighty fine food. I went out, I believe it was Maria's Tacos earlier in the afternoon. And apparently, I've been spoiled by my by definition of chalupa being a little bit different than, because, you know, we go to a certain fast food Mexican place that, you know, it's like this warm, pillowy kind of shell, right? That's right, what you expect with a chalupa. And what I got was basically a tostada, like just a flat, deep-fried, you know, hard shell with all the stuff on top of it.
Yep.
I mean, Eddie kind of made the joke earlier when we were sitting around eating, like, you know, it's kind of like the Jim Gaffigan thing? Say a Spanish word and I'll bring you something. It's a tortilla with cheese, meat, or vegetables. Like, it is.
It's that in Italian food. There's very, very few variances.
A noodle with sauce on top of it of some sort. Maybe some cheese in there if you're feeling particularly frisky.
See, I wanted my food on a stick, so I went with chicken on a stick.
And you seem to rather enjoy that chicken on a stick, bit much so. Apologies to Marlette RV. I'm kidding.
No, I ate it outside. I took one bite. I'm like, oh, this one's it's the messiest and best thing I've had this year. So
to be fair, though, the best carnival food is always the messiest. It's just, in general, it's a good life rule, I find, because, I mean, I'm a big proponent of the Coney Island, especially of the Detroit variant.
Sure.
And if you're not spilling half that thing back onto the plate or on you, did they really do it right?
Exactly. You have a side dish when you order stuff like that. Just everything that falls into your napkin or plate or whatever, you got it right there for you.
It's kind of the same way with good Mexican food, though. Like, you lose half of a taco back onto the plate. Like, okay, so now I got taco salad. Like, is awesome.
See, now that's a rookie move. The veterans know to put an empty tortilla
underneath
down, and then as the things fall in there, boom, another taco.
Yeah, those are the people who are really just winning at life.
Yes. They're playing chess. We're playing checkers.
Really, we truly are. So we're going to be out here live all afternoon long. We're going to be hanging out here. We're taking you up to Tiger Baseball at 6:45.
which means that absolutely we'll be doing a little bit of Tiger Talk coming up probably in the 6:30 segment here. We'll get to some Tiger stuff, some Lion stuff as well, because the first preseason game is happening tonight. Football is finally back.
Yep.
Against the G-Men?
Yep. New York Giants.
That's going to be a good time all the way around. I'm just ready to have sports in which my team is, you know, competitive again. Looks like we're getting a cue to go to a quick break here. We're live at the San Lat County Youth of 4-H Fair, live at his happy hour at Solid State Radio, and the Thumb's Greatest Hits, 97.7 WTGV. It is happy hour, live from the San Lat County Youth and 4-H Fair on the Thumb's Greatest Hits, 97.7 WTGV. What's going on? Sean Campbell hanging out here. Adam Harahuck sitting across from me. And poor Eddie Fury, who is running the boards and doing all the real work of keeping us on the air. And, you know, occasionally also getting thrown under the bus a little bit because, you know, sometimes that's just fun to do.
Well, we need him on the advice portion of the show a lot. He brings in good advice.
Well, yeah, he comes from the perspective of a guy who's been married for a long time. Yeah. So, like, whereas, like, I just got married, you know, this year. You're, what, 2 years in now?
Almost 2 years, yep.
So it's nice to have the separate kind of perspective on it, especially when it comes to the relationship stuff, which is where we have the most fun.
Yeah, how many years, Eddie? 27. 27 years. Putting up with the same woman. Wow. All right, she's putting up with you for 27 years. That's the right way of putting it.
Like, if you can put up with someone for that long who works in this business,
yeah,
you're doing something right.
That's a lot of years of picking up the same guy's underwear.
It really is. Like, it's quite amazing that, you know, none of us have gotten evicted from our respective houses, but most especially him. So, of course, the Lions tonight taking on the G-Men, the preseason opener, such as it is. And I always say, like, I don't take a lot of stock when it comes to the preseason games. Like, it's much like I will absolutely listen to every Tigers spring training game because by then I'm so starved for baseball that I don't care. It's baseball. It's back. I'm just ready to have something to watch or listen to or whatever. And usually it's by about this time that we figured out that the Wings are not going to make the postseason. So I've kind of tuned out there. And while right now the Tigers are kind of playing themselves out of postseason contention in their own right, I mean, I'll give them credit. They did hang in there against the Twins this last set that they played. They took, what, 2-3 games in some rather impressive fashion. But we'll get to that coming up in the 6 o'clock hour. But 7 games back of the AL Comedy Central, so it's not like they're contending. So I'm, like, looking forward to football. And while I always say it's not like these games mean anything, and you're not going to see a lot of the guys that you know or care about playing, it is always interesting to see what positional battles end up being resolved through these things. I mean, obviously, you know, going in that, for one, Jared Goff is your QB. You know your O-line is basically who they are. So the things you're looking for mostly are, like, third, fourth string running backs, which right now is probably going to end up being, you know, Craig Reynolds or Jamar Jefferson, maybe Muhammad Ibrahim. Benny Snell could make a push for that position, certainly. This is a huge opportunity now with Justin Jackson, who has, as of today, announced his retirement from football. But Reynolds is currently out with an injury. I would expect to see Jefferson and Ibrahim with a decent amount of playing time tonight. Particularly note if they end up playing on special teams a bunch, because you're going to need to make a difference there if you're going to maintain a roster spot, with obviously Jahmyr Gibbs and David Montgomery being your one and two, and Reynolds being basically a cinch for a spot as the next man up, more or less. From there, the wide receiver spots, like 5 and 6,
Denzel Mims is coming in here. He signed. He was acquired by the Lions earlier this offseason, and he's a guy that could really push to really, I guess, to prove that the Jets shouldn't have given up on him. Like, he wasn't looking particularly great his last year there, and there's a lot of things you could blame on that, you know, the system and, you know, having a subpar quarterback for most of his time there. Sorry, Zach Wilson's not good. Fight me on this. There's a reason that Aaron Rodgers is now the guy under center in New York. But you would imagine that Mims is probably the guy who is most likely going to win that spot. And obviously there's going to be a lot of eyes on one, Jameson Williams. But even so, he's out for the first six games with a suspension. The whole the gambling thing, which we've gotten into, I realize it's probably a stupid rule, but it is still a rule, and you can't be dumb enough to get caught on it. So Mims is, if anything, possibly challenging for the spot that Jameson Williams would be occupying coming out of the suspension. So he's going to have very much an early opportunity to show that he belongs on this roster for good. From there, Antoine Green, Maurice Alexander, and Dylan Drummond. This could be big for those guys. Mims, though, keep in mind, he is injured at present. So is Trinity Benson. Mims might play tonight. They're not saying. Benson is likely not to play this evening. So Drummond, Green, and Alexander have a very much an opportunity to prove that they can stick on a roster. From there, like, you're looking at things like interior offensive linemen, obviously assuming that Jackson, Ragnow, Vitae, and Graham Glasgow are all going to be there no matter what. And then, you know, the edge linebacker position between James Houston, Julian Okwara, and Anthony Pittman. Houston, it seems, the obvious choice, but they're going to make him. They're going to make him work for that spot. Like, that's how that's absolutely going to work. And then the kicker competition. Riley Patterson is the favorite currently. Parker Romo is on the roster, but they seem to think that he needs development, but they're not exactly going to hand the gig to Patterson out of hand. Patterson, I would say, enters tonight as the favorite for that job. So there's a few things that could actually come into play that affect the roster come opening week for the regular season, but for the most part, your roster is basically set at this point, I would think. But football's back. I'm still excited for it. I'm going to be watching and be checking that out tonight. Probably back and forth between that and the Tigers game because I am a glutton for punishment. I admit it. I know I am. It just kind of is what it is. Oh, another breaking thing that's come across Lions related. Logan Stenberg getting released.
He got picked up by the Chicago Bears.
Oh, he's already been picked up.
Yep.
I mean, I'm not entirely surprised. They gave him an opportunity to win a starting position on this team because you had a lot of injuries to that position last year. And then he ended up being replaced by Evan Brown. Then he gets injured in week five. Stenberg gets another shot and gets pulled at halftime of that game. He got called on again in week 14. Still couldn't hold on to the gig. Like, he had three opportunities during the regular season to secure that position. Just could not do it. And ultimately, he gets cut. I don't know if he's going to end up getting a starting spot for Chicago, but he did get picked up over there. And the Lions looks like they're going to incur a $185,000 cap hit for what it's worth. And that opens a spot on the roster for one Teddy Bridgewater, who is your new backup. And this is one, I have to admit, I'm excited about. I'm happy about. Like, it's weird to get excited about a backup QB. I freely admit this. But you have to keep in mind, it's been so long since this team has had, like, an NFL-caliber backup. We watched David Blau go out there and really impress everybody at, like, well, I think the Thanksgiving Day game a few years back, and then everyone thought, well, we should bench Stafford and just throw him out there, because that's how it goes in this town, as you can attest to, Adam.
Yeah.
The two most popular athletes in Detroit are always the backup QB for the Lions and the backup goalie for the Red Wings.
Absolutely. It's the toughest job is in Detroit. Well, there's mayor, then starting goaltender for the Wings and QB for the Lions.
I don't know. I'd rather try and do the mayor of Detroit thing before I try and be a starting QB for the Lions.
But, I mean, how long has it been since the backup QB for the Lions was a name that you heard of. How many times have we had, and doing a sports show, we had to go back and look up who the backup QB was for the Lions?
I think you have to go back to Sean Hill. That was the last one. The last one who was really any kind of competent, honestly. I mean, Blau did okay. We needed to. Tim Boyle was not good, and there were people who were really convinced, like, oh, yeah, he's going to show that he can start, he can do the job if he's called upon, and oh, how wrong you were. And you were going into the season otherwise with Nate Sudfeld, the guy who hasn't started a game, who hasn't, I don't think, played in an NFL game in like 3 years.
Oh, wow.
Where now you have a guy who is the comparison I keep getting, like, he's 37th best QB in the league. When you consider that there's 32 starting QBs in the league, that's pretty good. You're talking a top five backup. A guy that if Jared Goff goes out during a critical game, you don't have to just immediately chalk it up as a loss. Do you know how long it's been since we've had that? I'm rather excited by that possibility in and of itself. Like, it's not just going to be a complete wash if something happens. Awesome. As Eddie's throwing the door shut, ooh, that mood lighting is really coming in nice now. Also, I didn't notice the little, apparently there's a light that flashes the name of the brand of the RV, like, onto the welcome mat.
I just love lights. I'm a sucker for lights. I've been hitting every button I can.
We are distracted easily by shiny things.
Ooh, shiny.
We make no bones about what we are. It's easy to distract us with just shiny things. Jingle some keys in front of us. Oh, it doesn't take much.
Happy, yeah.
That's how that goes. We have to, see, he's ready to chime in. I thought he had one of our headsets back on there.
It's the
other studio. He's pulling double duty today, folks. Because that man, he's running our thing. He's running the board for AM660 while they're doing their live broadcast from. Oh yes, I see that he's drawing my attention to the time. I see we're just about we're coming up on the 6 o'clock news. Erica Frisbee standing by at the news desk to give you the local news after ABC News covers the world here at 6 o'clock. Then we'll be back after the news to do more of our usual stupidity as we take you up to Tiger Baseball here on the Thumb's Greatest Hits WTGV FM Sandusky. Stick around. It is happy hour. We are broadcasting live from the Sanilac County Youth and 4-H Fair in beautiful Sandusky. Beautiful, currently getting poured on Sandusky as we currently sit at 74 degrees under cloudy skies and a few sprinkles still coming down out there.
Looks like the rain's backing off a little bit.
It is. It wasn't too bad. I had to go sprint to the facilities here before we came back on the air, and it was. It's gotten better. Gotten a little, it's cleared up a tad.
Yeah, sky's getting a little
less ominous.
Blue,
that's always nice to see.
Yeah, they'll be starting the rides up again. The Himalayan guy, he didn't want to stop. All the other rides were shut down. Himalayan's like, get in here. Everybody get in. We're doing this.
Yo, Gary, we're gonna keep...
the rain hurts. Oh, shut up.
That's odd. Wonder why that... Oh, apparently. All right. Apparently, I got to resend the thing because we may have just lost connection to the FM side. That's no bueno.
Uh-oh.
So that's our current little bit of fun here. We are live until Tiger Baseball at 6:45. So that's going to be that's going to be a good time. Like, we're talking up here. We're hanging out. Normally, we'd probably be doing giveaways and things, but we're sitting in this RV, man. It's like...
But I'm not going outside.
I'm not either.
What does Adam know? Adam knows to stay in the RV.
Yeah, Adam knows he ain't going outside. That's what Adam knows.
Oh, jeez.
I did send the invite back your way, Eddie, so let me know if it does what it's supposed to do.
He's doing MIC kind of things.
Yeah, he's got us.
Okay, we're in.
Oh, my man. Thank you for taking such good care of Eddie Fury, hanging out with us this afternoon as we are live at the Sanilac County Youth and 4-H Fair doing a special FM edition of Happy Hour on WMIC, or not WMIC, WTGV today, the Thumb's Greatest Hits 97.7.
having a good old time out here as we take you up to Tiger Baseball at 6:45.
But wait a minute. That's for Solid State Radio. Sessions. Keep an eye out for Sessions on Solid State Radio, where we're going to be doing an hour of Michigan-made music.
Live at 7 o'clock, and then, of course, tonight at 11, as long as the Tigers game doesn't get pushed back or delayed, on the Thumbs Greatest Hits 97.7 WTGV.
There you go.
So come on down here. A carnival ride should be starting back up once it starts raining, hopefully. Once it stops raining, rather. The tractor pulls tonight starting at 7 in the grandstands. And can you really have a good tractor pull, bump and run, demolition derby, whatever, if there's not a little bit of rain out there?
I think it only enhances the experience.
Only makes it better. So we've got to introduce, have we introduced the TGV audience to unsolicited advice before? If not, we're about to again.
We have, and I think we're very proud of ourselves because we do give a little bit more, how do I put this, G-rated advice than we normally do.
Something like that. Yeah. You know the drill by now. Real people with real questions send real advice. Ask for real advice from real advice columnists. We get our hands on them. We do what we do, and we give better advice, I think, than any real advice columnist out there
does. I think so.
So let's dive right into this, shall we?
We shall.
Dear, oh God, not those two. I, 22-year-old male, am a school teacher who can't seem to get a date. My roommate, 26-year-old male, is just about the only fun person I know. Even though he's still in med school, he manages to drink everyone under the table, go swimming every morning, and be the life of every party. He's basically the only cool thing in my life, although sometimes annoying to be around. And I finally have the opportunity to move out. An older friend who is finally leaving his cheating wife has offered me a room at his place. In a lot of ways, I think this is a better situation, given my personality, but I'm afraid that leaving now will cheat me out of a good time while I'm still young. What should I do?
He has the opportunity to move in with a guy who's a brand new bachelor.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, go that route every day. Because this guy, he was a trapped animal, and now he's free. He's going to have parties, he's going to have all kinds of stuff, and it's going to be perfect for you.
But that's where he's already at now. He has that already.
So what's his problem?
I think that his current roommate is too hard partying.
Oh, he doesn't want that kind of life. Oh, then
I don't understand that. Fine, have fun being a wet blanket.
Yeah, right. You're 22, my man. Go out there, have a little bit of fun. Sow those wild oats. But, I mean, if you really don't, then I would say find a different roommate. Go to a very boring library, or where do the boring people hang out, Sean?
the hell you say?
No. or
you can't even say it with a straight face now.
Where does Schwabo been hanging out these days?
Right.
Go to a weightlifting class. Meet somebody there and move in with somebody that, or live by yourself if you financially can.
It doesn't sound like you can.
But if you can't, move in with somebody who's a little bit more your speed, because it's just going to be better for you in the long run. It sounded like to me, I deciphered the letter as he kind of dug it, and he kind of was vicariously living through his roommate. Or maybe I was just deflecting. Maybe it was transferring.
It does sound like there's a little bit of that.
Living vicariously through the writer.
Right. I mean, yeah, sure, move, do it, because like if you really are like trying to get dates, you're probably not going to be getting as many bringing them back to the frat house. That's probably not going to help you that much. I mean, it might, but it's probably not the kind of like this seems like one of those the kind of fellow who's not looking for, you know, one night stands and things of that nature.
Yeah.
He's looking for a relationship.
Okay,
he's looking for a woman to settle down with, although I would argue at 22 you're already looking for someone to settle down with, like maybe pump the brakes a little bit.
He also decided he consciously decided to become a school teacher. So this guy is he looks like he's probably already to retire, and he wants to
settle down. It seems like that may be the case. And
get married.
It seems like this new roommate might be a better fit for you, more so than the party house.
I think this guy's going to be a bigger partier than his previous roommate because he's divorced now. He wants that taste of the single life again. And if there's a woman that you're trying to start a relationship with, or at least just trying to get to know, you don't want to be walking into your apartment, "Oh yeah, that's my roommate doing a keg stand right there."
No, it doesn't tend to get you the kind of women that are going to want to settle down with you and make a life with you or even be thinking about these kinds of things. So, no. I mean, it sounds like the better opportunity is waiting for you.
I agree.
May as well just jump into that and see where it takes you. Because it sounds like you're going to get the things you're going to get where you're currently at are not necessarily the things that that you are, in fact, looking to get. Shall we dive into... I was just checking to see if he was hooked up on us or if Eddie was going to chime in with us again. I think he's like, nope, I'm staying out of trouble. I am not. I am absolutely...
I've already got 16 text messages from my wife.
I'm already sleeping on the couch for the next week. Don't do this to me. Yeah. For the love of God, don't do this to me.
I mean, if you are somebody who gets thrown into the doghouse quite often, talk to Marlette RV.
At least you'll have your doghouse will probably be nicer than your actual house.
You'll be doing things to intentionally upset your wife.
Just so you can go and live out in the RV.
Hey, honey, you know what? That dress did make you look fat.
Okay. Good night. Better put all of our wives on the apology list. Yeah. Any wives that might be listening to this radio show altogether.
Warning. Do not. If she's in the kitchen, arms reach of knives, don't do that. You know, honey, are you sure that's the dress you're going to wear?
Yeah, that doesn't work very well. And, you know, Rachel's already been to that that axe-throwing place that just opened up in Lapeer.
Yeah, I saw the pictures. You better look out.
Yeah, she is a little too good at this.
Yeah.
Like, really too good. So I really know I need to watch my mouth lest I see an axe flying directly at my skull. No good comes
My favorite part was right as she was chucking the axe to give herself a little bit more oomph, she's saying things like, "Tell your friends to get out of the house!" I said it's 4 a.m. I want to go to bed.
Yeah, really giving herself that little extra bit of energy. Good Lord. Hopefully she's not listening today. So as I add all of our respective women in our lives to our apology list, let's move on to another one of these advice things, shall we?
Sure.
Dear, how did you two get on FM?
I have no idea.
I'm a single mom of 2, 6, and 8, and my boyfriend of 1.5 years opened up to me that he thinks I have great kids, but he doesn't enjoy spending time with them. He's great with them and does things with us out of love for me. We were about to move in together until he told me this. I'm glad he told me, but I'm now hesitant. Is this normal? If we were to continue, is this a relationship bound for resentment and failure?
Yes. I mean, first of all, kudos to the guy for being open and honest. There's a lot of people who will be like, well, maybe I'll stick it out. Maybe it'll get better. But, I mean, this guy knows what's going on. It sounds like he tolerates the kids but doesn't really want to be with them. So, yeah, I mean, kudos to him for really coming through with the old honesty. But, yeah, there's no future with this guy because you're a mom first.
You have to be.
Your kids aren't going anywhere until they're, I was going to say 18, but, I mean, let's face it, with today, with the economy and everything else, what kids are moving out at 18?
Exactly. Like, There's no good that comes from that. So
it's time to move out. I'm only 28. I know.
Now, this isn't quite like that scenario that we talked about last week where the woman wanted to bring her kid along on all her dates.
Yeah, that was a little creepy.
This isn't that, but this is like the exact opposite end of the spectrum and is every bit as bad. Like, yep, I don't like spending time with your kids. Like, hey, cool, but it's not going to work. Like, no, this is not. It's normal for people to not like kids or like someone else's kids, but it's not normal to be in a relationship with someone whose kids you don't like.
Right.
So no, you got to end it. Eddie's standing by, letting us know that we got to cut away and do weather. Stand by, John McMurray's got your extended weather forecast next, and then we'll be back here to wrap this thing up. It's Happy Hour live from the Sanilac County Youth and 4-H Fair. I finally got it right.
Woohoo!
On the Thumb's Greatest Hits, 97.7 WTGV.
That's it. It's over.
Jack Daniels!
It's Happy Hour live from the Santa Lat County Youth and 4-H Fair on Solid State Radio and the Thumb's Greatest Hits, 97.7 WTGV.
Thanks for letting us intrude your airwaves this afternoon as we take you up to Tiger Baseball at 6:45. For what it's worth out there, it's starting to clear up. Sun's opening up a little bit. You're at 69 degrees right now here in Sandusky under cloudy skies and a few sprinkles still kind of coming down. But it looks like it's starting to clear up a little bit here at the fair. And we've been having an absolute blast doing this.
Oh, my God, it has been.
Like, I am never not doing a radio show in a massage chair ever again. That's it. From here on out, like, I don't care where we have to, what we have to throw out of the studio back home to accommodate this, we're doing it.
Kind of reminds me when I was interning for a certain radio station, and the program director would get back rubs from one of the interns there while he was doing his air shift. Guess which intern got a job? It wasn't me.
You don't say.
Oh, yeah, it's crazy, is it?
Crazy how that works out. So, coming up here in about 5.5 minutes, we have Tiger Baseball on WTGV 97.7 FM.
Who are they playing?
They're playing the Boston Red Sox. They're starting a 3-game set against them. But here's the thing. Tonight actually kind of goes in the Tigers' favor a little bit, at least when you look at the pitching matchup. Because taking the bump for Detroit is Tarek Skubal. He's been lights out since coming back from the injury that set him back for the better part of the last season. Like, it was, flexor tendon injury that had kept Skubal out? Flexor tendon surgery kept him out for a lot of last season and early into this year. But since he's been back, he has been pitching to the tune of a 367 ERA. He's won two of his starts. He's only lost one, and he's striking out pitchers at a 31.1% rate, or striking out hitters, I should say. He's been looking really, really good out there, and he's actually managed to make solid work of the Tampa Bay Rays batting lineup, which is impressive in itself because that is not a slouch of a team by any means. Like, they're a rough one. Like, they're not a team that you want to face off against offensively, certainly. And he's gone out there and he's done the work. He went 5 1/3 innings against them, gave up one run unearned on six hits and a walk. Meanwhile, for Boston, Chris Sale taking the mound. And Chris Sale is not the Chris Sale of old. Like, we remember when he pitched for the White Sox and just seemed to own the Tigers all the time. That ain't him anymore. This will be his first game since he came off the 60-day DL with shoulder inflammation. He hasn't pitched since June 1st at the MLB level. His ERA is somewhere around 4.58. He's not the same guy he used to be by any means. It's rather honestly encouraging for the Tigers tonight. So you got that at least to look forward to. Then tomorrow, Matt Manning going up against Brian Bello. Your guess is as good as mine who that is. I think they just made that name up, to be honest with you. Manning, not a great year. He was part of that tandem no-hitter like six starts ago, but he's a 5.06 ERA on the season, and his last three starts have been rough. 9.18 ERA in those last three starts. 6.80 field-independent pitching over 16 and two-thirds innings. Six home runs in that stretch. No bueno. Not good. So you have that on Saturday. Bello, for what it's worth, he's in his second year in the bigs and has done quite well. Then Sunday, Erod's going out there for you against Cutter Crawford. That can't be your real first. There's no way someone actually named their kid Cutter. He better throw a wicked cutter up there. Otherwise, his parents set him up for disappointment.
Or he at an amusement park, he just likes to cut in line.
Yeah, that could be too, very well. That game, for what it's worth, it's one of those Peacock games. They start at like 11:30, like at 12:05 first pitch, which you can of course hear on WTGV because nobody has Peacock who would want to watch the Tigers. So just listen to the radio instead. It's more fun that way.
There you go.
So we're about 2 minutes out from the pregame show. So let's go ahead real quick and get to our our weekly attempt to cleanse our souls, a happy hour would like to apologize to
Marlette RV, the Marlette RV WTGV Studios, Rachel, Dorothy, Mrs. Fury, Eric Lindros, Yammer Yager, Texas Pete, Denmark, and every Lions backup quarterback ever, we're sorry. Oh, thank you so much for having us out here at the Marlette RV WTGV Studio as we do happy hour bumped over to TGV this week because...
thanks for having us.
They're doing all the important stuff over on the AM side, and we are not important stuff on this show. No one would ever accuse us of that. Thank you to our good friend Eddie Fury for being so accommodating and running the board here for us, making sure that we sound good or as good as we can sound given the circumstances, given that we are us. And thank you so much to everyone who came together and made this whole crazy thing work. We had a blast out here. We'll be back. Actually, we're not in studio next Friday.
No.
It's Lapeer Days next week, which means Am and I are going to be out in the middle of West Nepissing Street outside of the Lyric Mall where the Solid State Radio World headquarters reside. We'll be having fun with that. I'm looking forward to it. We get to go out and harass the people as we do around this time every year. It's going to be a blast. And then from there, I think we're the remote season is slowly coming to a close. So we got to get out of here, though. Stick around. Tiger Baseball's up next on WTGV-FM Sandusky. I'll be well. Talk to you next week. See ya.